Good morning, church. Please stand with us. We're so glad you're here. Here we go. Sing it out.
Can you hear? There's a new song breaking out from the children of freedom. Every race and every nation. Sing it out. Sing a new hallelujah. Yeah. Let us sing love to the nations. Bringing hope of the grace that has freed us. Make it known and make him famous. Sing it out, sing a new hallelujah. Yeah.
Arise, let the church arise. Let love reach to the other side. Alive, come alive. Let the song arise.
Africa sings a new song, reaching out with a new hallelujah. Every son and every daughter, everyone sing a new hallelujah.
Arise, let the song arise. Let love reach to the other side. Alive, come alive, let the song arise.
Let the song arise.
Let the song arise.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Let the song arise.
Let the song arise.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Let the song arise.
Let the song arise.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Let the song arise.
Let the song arise.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Come on.
Arise. Let the song arise. Let love reach to the other side. Alive.
Everyone sing a new hallelujah. Everyone sing a new hallelujah. Everyone sing a new hallelujah. Everyone sing a new hallelujah.
Right. Amen. 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 Please have a seat. It's so great to have you this morning. My name is Chase Green. I'm an associate pastor here. It's a delight to welcome you in this sacred space where we're here to give God praise and worship, to give God the thanks that God deserves for all the ways in which grace and love have been poured into our lives. We want to especially welcome our visitors for being here. We hope that you feel welcomed and at home here, that you can experience the Holy Spirit in this wonderful place. And we want to let you know that as you are seated, that there will be attendance pads that are passed to you. And we would really appreciate if you would put your name down. That would really help us out to see who is here and present with us this morning. A couple of quick announcements I have is that immediately following this worship service will be our new member luncheon. It's a luncheon where we honor members that have joined in the past few months. We just acknowledge that commitment that they made to the church, and we want to make them feel special and that'll be immediately following the service. And also, we have coming up this Friday, Parents' Night Out. I'm sorry. How many of you, thank you. How many of you are parents? How many of you love Parents' Night Out? You should be screaming with enthusiasm because you get to let your children go off, have some fun, and you get to enjoy the evening to yourselves. So that's this Friday night from 6 to 10 p.m. It's $25 per family, and we encourage you to utilize that as you rekindle love in your life or have just some special time to yourselves. With that, I want to invite Reverend Joe Wilkerson for a very important announcement. We call Joe the Bionic Man. He's had so many replacements, but he's here standing. Give him a round of applause.
I want to share with you, because it's your ministry that we do at the prison. We go to the community center on the first and fourth Sunday nights. And there's 150 residents there, and we have about 130 to 135 every time we go. Sheila Paulson, Patty Langley, and her son Michael, and I go all the time as volunteers. The Asbury Prison Praise Band goes on the fourth Sunday night and plays for about 30, 40 minutes. And the Halls come on the Christmas Eve service. They had the first annual Pillars of Excellence Award banquet recently. And there are five units in the state of Arkansas, and they announced that there's about 1,900 volunteers in the state of Arkansas that goes to the community centers. We won the Faith-Based Volunteers Award for the whole state of Arkansas, the first annual. When you realize that we've been doing this ministry for about 17 years. I've been going 15 years. My sister-in-law tricked me into going when I retired and moved back here one Sunday night, and I've been going ever since. If you would ever like to go and visit with us, give me your name and I'll call the chaplain and get you approved as a visitor. If you would like to volunteer to work with us, we would love to have you. Carol went for a number of years with us, and we burned her out, I think. But our recidivism rate at the prison is about 20%. Across the state, it's about 50%. Now, when they gave us this, they said we won it because we go every first and fourth Sunday night, we give them stamped envelopes to stay in touch with their families. We buy presents for their children at Christmas time. We have a community candlelight communion service. By the way, Don Webb is the retired warden there, and he was the one that let us start doing the candlelight service because prisons don't let them hold candles most of the time. But we have a candlelight communion service every Christmas Eve, and we give the guys presents. We spend in this church about $13,000 to $15,000 a year, and it's all through contributions from individuals.
Amen.
And we have money in our budget for this, buying clothes for the guys. And that's another thing they said. We bought 165 men's clothes last year as they were getting out. This award, I don't know where it's going to end up, probably in our trophy case here at Asbury, but it's got to go back to the prison on the fourth Sunday night, and then it's got to go to Maumelle, because Maumelle, Pulaski Heights, work with us in doing this program. At Christmas Eve service, we serve the guys a meal and have the praise band and do the communion service with the candlelight at the end of it, and then we give them their presents. Our purpose is to keep the guys connected to their families so they can go home when they get out and to make them know that God loves them. Thank you.
Joe, tell them how many baptisms.
Oh, since 07, we've baptized over 700 men at the prison.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Joe. We'll now invite you to stand and greet one another in the name of Christ.
Those who trust in the Lord are a strong mountain. They will not,
no, no, no,
they will not be moved. Those who trust in the Lord,
ooh,
are a strong mountain. They will not,
no, no, no,
they will not be moved. Though the world moves like mad, you alone are faithful.
You alone are faithful.
Jesus, you will
not be changed.
Sing this with us.
Though the world moves like mad, you alone are faithful.
You alone are faithful.
Jesus, you will not
be changed.
Those who trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord,
ooh,
or as Mount Zion,
no, no,
they will
not
be moved.
Though the world moves like mad, you alone are faithful. Jesus, you will not
be changed.
All right. Amen. Speaking of a prison band, hopefully, Patty, that worked for you guys. I know that's one of the prison band's favorite that they play at the prisons, and we've had a lot of fun rehearsing that this week. All right, let's keep it going, Dusty.
Let's get those hands together, y'all. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again. You are so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing it again. You ride upon the clouds, you lead me to the truth. You are the Spirit inside me. You ride upon the clouds, you lead me to the truth. You are the Spirit inside me. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. And I will sing it again. You are my strong melody, yeah. You are my dancing rhythm. You are forever. You poured out all your blood. You died upon the cross. You are my Jesus who loves me. You poured out all your blood. You died upon the cross. You are my Jesus who loves me. Yeah.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
And I will sing it again.
One more time, sing it out.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
And I will sing again. You are my Father in heaven. You are the Spirit inside me. You are my Jesus who loves me.
Thank you so much. So would our children please come forward now?
All right, here you are. Okay, does anybody know what these are? My name is Miss Lita, if anybody doesn't know. And we're going to talk about this for a minute, okay? Come up here so you can help me. So building blocks. We're going to talk about foundations today. Do you know what a foundation is? Or a cornerstone? Do you know what a cornerstone is? No? Okay, do you ever build a tower at home? Okay. Let's find. We need some more like this one. Get in here and help me. We need four because that makes it like a building. Okay, is that going to work? So these are called the cornerstones or the foundation. We used to make these with dominoes. Anybody have dominoes at home? If you make a tower with dominoes, and then, thanks, that's a little better, isn't it? Okay, and then you keep building. So we need all even. This isn't working out as good as I thought it was going to. There. Now we keep building, and you keep building on that. What happens if you take one of them from the top? Is that a big deal?
No.
No? What happens if you take that pink one from the bottom, or that whatever color that is?
It'll fall.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Try it, Peyton. Can you? Oh, man. That is a game, isn't it? So, we made it nice and tall. So the cornerstones are very important, or we can call them cornerstones or foundation. The Bible says that Jesus is like a cornerstone that the builders decided to throw away. However, that wasn't very smart because Jesus was the most important stone of all. If we try build our lives on a church without Jesus, it will probably end up like this, won't it? If we don't have Jesus as our cornerstone or our foundation, it's going to fall apart, isn't it? So always remember to make Jesus the most important part of your life. Let's pray, okay? Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to be strong, to be a strong cornerstone on which we can build our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to let you know that we have prayer concerns that are printed in your bulletin for you to be looking at and to be praying over in the next week. And we also want to lift up Becky Sage and add that to the prayer list as well. If you would bow your heads with me as we go to God in prayer. Gracious God, it's such a beautiful day. Seeing the sunshine, the blue skies, the warmth. We come to this place seeking something. Maybe it's company. Maybe it's love. Maybe it's acceptance. Maybe it's community. Maybe it's God. People needing comfort from what's going on in their lives. Their lives being turned upside down. Their lives full of disarray. And they want some order. They want some meaning with what is this life about? And God, you offer that to all of us. You offer answers to what the meaning of life is. That is to love and to serve you. God, help us to walk that path. A path that at many times is challenging, but a path that is rewarding, a path where we experience your grace and your love. We experience your forgiveness. We experience our gifts being used in so many different ways to glorify you and your kingdom. Help us to believe that you can work wonders through us. In fact, you have called us to be awakened, to claim for ourselves our purpose in life, and leading lives after your example, after your love, after your word and your actions. So may now we today claim that once again for our lives and be motivated to share that with others so that we all understand what we're here for and how that makes a difference in our life and how we can make a difference in others. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want to let you know that the youth raised over $700 from the pancake breakfast last week. That's incredible and a great job for them. A great thanks to all of you that contributed to that. It rounds out that that's going to be about $65 that goes to each youth that will help them go on mission trips throughout the year. So we want to, Amy want to let you know that she really appreciates that, and the youth really appreciate you and your support. Let us now go to God in prayer. Holy God, bless all that we will give to you. We are to be givers. You've given us so much in our life. Help us to be examples to others in our giving, living generous lives to others, and casting aside selflessness and greed. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Well, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone.
Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
Well, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways.
Sing it with us.
You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are
can hardly think as you call me.
deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, 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 love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
We're going to sing this one time. Everybody sing this.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
Amen.
Thankful so much for our praise team who brings this incredible music each and every week that we can share together and love together and give God praise. And we turn to our scripture passage this morning, which comes to us from the book of Psalms. We'll be reading Psalm 16, verses 1 through 11. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another God multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. And the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. One of my favorite Disney movies that I watched as I was growing up was The Sword and the Stone. Many of you have probably seen that movie, and it really depicts this magical adventure of what happens in King Arthur's life before he becomes King Arthur as he's a boy. And at the end of that movie, he's a squire to his older, more muscular, more stronger brother Kay. And he's told to go get a sword for the tournament. So he wanders over to the Sword in the Stone and he pulls it out. No problem. He brings it back to his brother. And as his brother's looking at the sword, he realizes that it's not just any sword. This sword has an inscription. The famous inscription that comes from the stone. And the one who pulls the sword from the stone will become king. And so everybody's starting to murmur, where did the sword come from? And they spoke to Wart, who is Arthur. Isn't that a lovely name for a boy of his age, Wart? And they ask him, where'd you get it? And he says, from the stone. They don't believe him. So they take him back. They take the sword back. They place it back into the stone to retest. And the older brother, stronger, muscular, bulky, gets up there with all of his might, all of the power that he may wield, and he tries, and he sweats, and he can't pull it out. Other people that were observing the little boy said, why don't we have Arthur give it a shot? And so weak, skinny, non-muscular, young boy Arthur gets up there and pulls the immovable object out of the stone, and he becomes king. Powerful story about how it's not about our physical strength that will get us out of difficult situations or keep us secure, but it is about the purity of heart, it is about integrity, and it's about courage that truly will make our pathways straight and have them unfold. Today we're going to be talking about the word immovable, immovable objects in our life. Many of us have had a vast variety of experiences and many occasions to walk down the Christian path, and a large, giant rock lands right in the middle of our path. It seems immovable. It seems like it won't ever get out of our way. These come up in a variety of different ways. Maybe it's through addictions. Maybe it's through health issues, physical, mental. Maybe it's grief and pain over the loss of a family member or a friend. Maybe it's just the stuff of life. You feel this dark cloud following you that never dissipates. Immovable. And sometimes, the more we have that stick with our life, the more and less we believe that that immovable object can in fact be moved. Our scripture is a delightful scripture about the goodness of God. A faithful psalmist who is writing about how great it is to follow God, and that those that have God at their right hand, they won't be moved. I want to share with you an understanding about the book of Psalms that I've learned. And it talks about the Psalms in three different categories. The first is orientation. So many Psalms you'll encounter seem like everything's good to go. Life is as it should be. There's some praise here and there. Everything's great, hunky-dory. Israel's doing well. That's regular orientation. Life is good. And then you encounter a good chunk of Psalms that are about disorientation. Times of pain and suffering and loss and coming from places of darkness and turmoil and despair. Most iconically, we think of Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? The very psalm that Jesus says from the cross is one of disorientation, one from pain, one where it seems like the immovable object is weighing you down. If you have that object placed upon you, the weight of it, what happens? The more weight you have, the harder and harder it is to move forward, to make any progress, to have any change or growth in your life. And the other category is new orientation. There are a number of Psalms that celebrate having gone through a trial, a tribulation, a pain, a suffering, or who passed through an immovable object and are now exultating to God with praise. Have you ever been in a situation where that's been the case for you? Where you've had a devastating time in your life? God brought you through it and you gave God the rightful praise God deserved. We see that in the big praiseworthy songs with the trumpets and the lyres and other psalms that talk about their struggles and then give God glory for having helped to overcome what we had in our life. When we talk about problems in our life or issues that seem to grow larger and larger and larger to where we can't move them, the first thing we must do is believe we can move them. Because if you don't believe something is possible, guess what? It's not going to happen. Your mind and your heart have to believe that this overbearing thing in your way can be pushed aside. Does that mean that we won't think about the object, or that the object will come up every now and again in our future? No. But we must start somewhere with approaching those immovable objects with belief that we can overcome them. As we also examine our scripture passage, we see two references to right hand. And if you look throughout the Bible, and I'm sorry, left-handy, there's lots of references to the right hand of God. Right hand of God represents a source of strength, God's presence, God's power, God's authority, steadfastness, everlasting. God has you secure. So it's not just about believing that it's possible to have the object moved from your path, but believing that God has the ability to move that object too. Do we believe that? Do we believe God will work and move the things that bear weight upon us? How many of us are carrying baggage from 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago? Probably many of us. We have to drop it. We have to leave it behind and move forward. I love the beach. I love the sound of the waves coming in. I love the setting sun and the rising sun on the beach. The great atmosphere it produces. And as a kid, one thing I really loved was building sandcastles. And the most important part of that sandcastle to me wasn't necessarily the boxed little fake castle you're building with, but the moat. Am I right? The moat was essential, because if you didn't have the moat there, the barrier that would kind of allow the water to kind of run all the way around, then you're lost. Because there's no worse feeling than when that rushing wave pours over that sandcastle and it all slowly dissolves and you have nothing again. Lots of times we miscalculated where we should have started the sandcastle. And the tide got a hold of us and we were in a bad situation. We've heard this metaphor about how sand is not a good foundation, right? It's so easy to just collapse beneath us. That's why it's so important that we ensure that we have a strong foundation in God, because that is what ultimately will help us to be led to become immovable ourselves. Did you hear that? You can be immovable. It's hard work. But that's God's promise to you, that God could give you the tools, the love, the grace, the means to resist all kinds of forces that would throw you off balance, move you off your way, your right path, where you're firm, standing like those Colosseums that still stand today. So what does it take to have a firm foundation? It's one of the hardest things, and one of the things that Jesus taught, exemplified, and something I've said over and over again, it's loving God and loving neighbor. That's where it begins, because that's the path to understanding truly who God is, truly who God wants you to be, to love first, to not judge. Hard work. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine a face in front of you. I want you to imagine the face of someone you hate. And you may be thinking in your head, now come on, Pastor Chase. I don't hate anyone. Well, you're one of the select few, because so many of us hold on to hate. Maybe it's someone who did wrong to you. Maybe it's someone who did wrong to your family. Many days now, it's probably a politician. But maybe very quite easily, it's a terrorist of some sort. Imagine that face in front of you right now. Face of someone you hate or dislike extremely. And imagine Jesus telling you that you must love that person. The path of following Jesus Christ has often been said from those not within it to be easy. They mess up all the time, those Christians. They're so hypocritical. But brothers and sisters, if you're a Christian, you're following the most difficult path this world can offer. Because to be a Christian is to love the people you hate. That is the first step, a difficult step. But I implore you to try each and every day to imagine that face in front of you, imagining that Jesus Christ Himself loves that person just as much as you. That's the true depths of God's love. That's the true depths of God's love that wants us to share to others. Don't you know that God is just giddy that if these men and women, these children that I love so desperately, would get it in their heart and their head that all I want them to do is just love, this world would be transformed. It's what it comes down to. It seems like an immovable task to love the people you hate. It seems lots of things that Jesus said are immovable tasks to complete. But aren't we the people that say with all things God is possible? All things with God are possible. Maybe. If we start believing, those immovable objects that block our path, those seemingly immovable tasks Jesus give to us will slowly start to make sense, where we will claim for ourselves God's love and God's love that works through us to love others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to invite our praise team who will lead us in our closing song. And we'd like to invite everyone to stand as we sing that closing song. If there are those who'd like to come forward to unite with our congregation by reaffirming your faith, becoming a member of our church, or to have some time at our prayer rails, we would invite you forward at this time.
All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need, you satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough.
Committee, and I just wanted to let the congregation know that we have a new administrative assistant that has been hired, Jan Mead. We're so excited. So excited she's joined us, and we know that you will be in prayer for her and welcome her.
All right. Thank you so much. We welcome Jan and all that she will do, and we are so appreciative of her coming on. Now go forth, knowing that love casts out fear. Love casts out darkness. Love pushes away those immovable objects. So share and spread that love to all the people you encounter by your words, by your actions. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.